Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Here's the shy, they're the shy kids. They make me want to rub my tits. When they come dance, I want to yell, shy kids!
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids. Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids. Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there.
It's done. Theme song. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name's Dean.
My name's Doc. Dean, where'd that come from?
Ow.
Serves you right.
I kick my stand.
Yep. Hold on. Let me fix my mic.
Right, you look like you're having some trouble.
My mic's stupid. There we go.
Nope. Hold on. Now my mic's stupid.
Oh, no.
Everybody's mic is stupid.
My mic is... It's okay.
It's okay?
It's average.
All right. Cool. We got a fuckload of emails.
Did we?
Yes.
It's a listener mail free-for-all.
I'd say it's mailbag day.
Mailbag!
Mail! Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. We should maybe do an intro that reflects that.
That's a little highbrow.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen all that often. Hey, guys,
right.
Email us more.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Email us, tweet us. If you would like to be featured in our email segment, how can they email us, Doc?
Comments at theshykids.com.
There you go.
Send you can also emails. Tweet us at shykidspodcast.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Or you can write to us on Facebook.
That's true.
Facebook.com/theshykids.
The indentations might fuck up the ASCII pictures of your dick, though.
It's true.
Yeah, if you're going to send dick pictures, send those to @FruitsyCollins. If you're going to send dick pics that are splayed open,
that's right.
Send those to @DocuEats.
That's only 140
filleted
characters, so.
Dicks.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Shit cut down the middle, just
right.
Watch out for bones.
Bipenal men.
Bipenal.
Bipenal.
Our first email.
Sorry,
is from a listener's emailed before. Lex.
Oh, Lex!
We haven't heard from Lex in a while.
Lex, how you doing, Lex?
Good. I talk like this!
So Lex wrote, this is regarding episode 43. This was the one where we talked about the shooter.
Okay. Oh, and then we talked about dangerous shit.
Dangerous shit.
Okay.
So it starts off with a quote from me.
Hold on. Lex doesn't sympathize with the shooter, does he?
No, I don't. I doubt it.
Okay.
Lex goes, it's telling that ... and then Doc 2014.
Uh-oh.
This is very fucking official.
Jum, jum.
In discussing the idea of people choosing their bigotry, hating gays but not blacks, etc.
Do you choose your bigotry? Is that?
Well, no. Hating gays but not blacks, etc.
Oh,
that's
I see.
I mean.
Selective bigotry.
Yeah, selective bigotry.
Like selective religion.
Being choosy.
I find it telling is in quotes, that Doc had the first impression that the shooter would be wearing a fedora, a My Little Pony t-shirt, and a Guy Fawkes mask. I'm curious, do you think stereotypes like this play a role in some mass murders? He's trying to turn it on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little too close to home, huh?
Has there been... Has there been a mass shooter that was wearing a fedora and a My Little Pony shirt?
No.
So probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, was Gacy into fedoras?
He was into clowns.
He was into clowns.
Clowns and
My Little
male
Clowny. My Little Clowny.
The My Little Buddy sniper.
My Little Clowny.
My Clowny and me.
My corpse.
My Clowny.
My corpsey. I fuck it.
Kid stabber. Kid stabber.
Strangle it first.
Yeah.
And then finger its butt.
Did he finger a lot of butts,
I don't know,
that
Gacy? He was into male prostitutes.
He was a butt fingerer.
Yeah.
Although I think he would finger the butt before he killed them And then he would kill them and jerk off over them.
He doesn't want them to turn around and look him in the eyes.
I don't know if Gacy did a lot of jerking off. Was he sexual?
I just know,
he was just a weirdo.
I just know that most serial killers do it for sexual reasons. So
yeah.
That might not have been him, though. I don't know.
He was creepy. That's
He's a good
sure.
painter, I'll tell you that. Just like Hitler.
It's unfortunate that there are people.
What?
They're horrible. They do horrible things. But, like, you know, if he had just been, like, just a painter.
No, he's a terrible painter. It's like those people who own Charles Manson's album.
Yeah, it's probably terrible.
It's like, this is it's really bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've not heard it.
But there's these dorks who like to have this sort of, like, oh, I'm dark.
Yeah, they're probably fascinated with death. And
so they buy his album so that they look cool.
To whom? To whom do they look cool?
To whom? I don't know.
Dr. Whom.
I have it on gold record.
No, well, I was saying that, like, had they just, like, stuck to expressing themselves through art instead of murdering lots of people.
Right.
You know. It sort of puts a bad name on the art community, I think.
Right.
When they don't talk about painters on the news.
No, they only talk about them when they murder people.
Vincent van Gogh was an ear murderer.
He did murder. He murdered himself and his ear, yes.
Yeah, his own ear. Poor, poor man.
What are you going to do, try to ban ears now?
So, Lex is trying to turn
Here's
this around that we're railing against people's stereotype.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a stereotype of this guy in my head.
I see.
I see what you're doing, Lex.
Oh,
I get
it. Oh, yeah, you're smarter than us, Lex.
Straw man.
Straw man.
There's a straw man
waiting
in
the sky.
What about that shit with the, was it, skinny man? Slim man? What's the fucking?
Slender man?
Slender man.
Yeah.
That creepypasta shit?
Right.
Did you hear the story about the two girls that,
One cup?
Fudge is made.
No, they, there's a whole bunch of stories on creepypasta if you don't know.
No, everybody knows Slender Man, don't they?
I'm for the listeners that aren't familiar. I couldn't recall his name. I'm not that familiar, but apparently, creepypasta
Slender Man
contains a lot of stories about.
That'd
this.
That'd be a terrible name for a condom.
This Slender Man,
pencil dick,
Slender Man condoms,
golf pencils.
Do you have an abnormally thin cock?
Oh, honey, did you bring your thimble?
For the man who's just the tickler.
This one adds thickness for her pleasure. It's just a bike inner tube.
Yeah, it's fucking super thick.
Yeah.
No, so Slender Man is the subject of a lot of creepypasta stories.
Stories and videos.
And videos.
There's this YouTube channel called Marble Hornets, and they kind of started the Slender Man video craze.
Right.
They did like almost their own found footage movie released in episodes.
Right.
I think it's still going. Where it's like, oh, this guy was trying to make a movie called Marble Hornets. But then weird shit started to happen, and then you see like Slender Man in the background and shit.
Right. And he's a shadowy figure.
He looks like the Silence from Doctor Who. He's a tall guy in a black suit with like a white no face.
Right.
Really tall and thin.
Creepy.
I'd say very creepy.
Pasta.
Sort of like ghouly? Like he's not.
He was a groovy ghouly.
Yeah.
He was rocking on the saxophone next to the Wolfman.
But he's sort of like
he was working late in his lab one night.
Yeah.
Sort of like a ghosty kind of a character, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of myth that surrounds him, and one of them is that like you have to kill somebody to meet him.
Really? How do you know this?
This is part of this news story.
Okay.
These two girls, one was convinced that she had cracked the code to meet Slender Man, and convinced her friend to abduct another one of their schoolmates and take her out into the forest, whatever, and kill her. In an attempt to meet Slender Man.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's an incredible delusion.
Yeah,
she knows that game is freeware, right? Like she can just download it.
Oh yeah, there's a game version too.
There's a game too.
Yeah, there's a couple games actually.
You should. You should play. Let's play it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have it. I could.
Let's play it. Yeah. And they ended up stabbing this chick like 17, 19 times.
Yeah.
And she survived.
Oh, okay.
But it brought a lot of attention to the
Slenderman meme.
Of
course,
fucked up is that?
The news probably focused all on that.
No, right? It was
Slenderman harming your children's
brains? No, it was definitely like because nobody in like the mainstream media really knew about fucking creepypasta, you know?
They just found out video games existed like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, by the way, about when the news blames art on stuff?
Mm.
Me and Corey had just both seen A Million Days to Die in the West.
Oh, God, yes.
And
it was a beautiful moment in that
movie. It's the Seth MacFarlane Western comedy. It's actually quite funny. I wasn't expecting much, honestly.
I went in expecting low and laughed my ass off.
There's this really clever part where this kid is doing the thing where they have a stick and they're pushing a hoop down the road.
Mm.
The old stick and a hoop.
Yeah.
That old game.
Stick and a hoop.
And two characters start going, look at all these kids playing with this stick and this hoop all the time. That's got to be rotting their brains, right? It's like, yeah, I read an article that like kids have they don't pay attention as much because they're always looking at the stick in the hoop.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, I've heard they've lost the power to innovate.
Yeah.
And it was so reminded me of like what the conversations you hear fucking now. The kid's on the computer all day.
Right.
He's not going to learn anything. Really? He's on the computer.
Yeah,
one
of the more powerful learning
tools.
Yeah, will he get a lot of exercise? No,
no.
May he battle bouts of depression because he's not getting enough sunlight? Maybe.
But look, we've all seen Wall-E. In the future, exercise isn't important anymore.
Right. Oh, if only.
Yeah, we're all Jeff Garland in the future. Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Well, actually, we're in the middle of Lex's email.
Oh, we're doing emails.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were doing like a show.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
Yeah. So then he goes on, also on the subject of serial killers and mass murderers.
Uh-huh.
If you remember, we discussed where did all the serial killers go.
Serial killers gone?
Paula Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Reference.
Yeah. I don't think anything has changed. It just appears to have changed due to widespread news coverage. There was once a time where mass murders and serial killing sprees only aired on local news unless they were fairly high profile or gained more public attention. And it seems, to me at least, like journalists used to be much more limited on what they could say or show.
There's a bit of that, I'm sure. That there are still serial killers out there roaming the land and picking one by one their victims. But and it may be a sort of a sense of false hype.
Oh, he took the glasses off.
I have an itch in my eye and I couldn't get to it.
I thought you were going
to
make a point.
No. That would have been perfect if I actually had a point.
Fucking Horatio Kane over here.
You know, say something and then... Yeah.
Visual jokes.
Yeah. No. Fuck. Now I lost track. What was I talking about?
Yay. Shooters.
Oh, it's sort of it's a falsified hype, much in the same way that like every time you pick up a hitchhiker, they're going to murder you.
Yeah.
Or that every person that's not you or somebody you know is trying to kidnap your child.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, for a while there, nothing but child abductions.
Right.
You know, it was like a fucking epidemic. I'm sure that the To Catch a Predator program was on, and then, like...
There's like, if I see a kid alone, I'm afraid to even, like, approach them to be like, hey, are you lost? Because I'm afraid in that moment, the parent will run up and see me talking to their kid.
Right.
And assume the worst.
Right. Yeah. Yes, because news stories and whatnot that have sort of sensationalized... the amount of those occurrences have sort of tainted our public opinion.
Right.
It very well may be that mass shootings or mass murdering has become another one of those.
Yeah.
And that it's just more in the spotlight now, so it seems like they're more apparent. Although, I don't know. It still seems like...
There's an awful lot of shooters than zero cost.
Yeah. Like, the tactics have changed. Right. You know, like, since 2001, it seems like the tactics have changed. Yeah.
And
you know?
scare tactics have changed.
You want to try that
scare
again?
Scare tactics.
Go ahead.
And scare tactics.
Nope. Nope. I'm not going
to
give it to you.
Hold on. I want to do it, though. And scare tactics have changed.
Almost. You almost got to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's clear.
Hold on. Let me get this out, because it's going to somewhere mediocre.
Oh, okay.
And scare...
Go ahead.
And scare tactics have changed. Like, it used to be hosted by Shannon Doherty, and now it's Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Tracy Morgan anymore.
But... Really?
What? I mean...
Oh, well, oh. Yeah. Car accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got it. Yeah. He got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope he's doing good.
I hope so, too. Yeah. That was sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of car accidents, Shy Kids.
More like radio.com.
Lex continues. One more thing. I side with Dean.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
On the mentally ill aspects of the shooter.
Of course you do, you pussy.
And I think people with Doc's philosophy of mental illness being an out is actually more popular than he might think. I also think that philosophy is problematic to people with similar mental issues getting help. I don't know what that sentence means.
Yeah,
is he saying that?
Oh, I also think that philosophy. I thought you were saying philosophy is bad.
Philosophy is tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think that philosophy is problematic to people with similar mental issues getting help. See, I spin it the other way. I think it's problematic when the news goes, oh, well, he was clearly mentally ill, because that implies that mentally ill people are violent.
Mass murder people.
Yeah. So it's kind
of
like
98% of mentally ill people just hurt themselves.
Right. So I'm kind of on the opposite opinion, but for the same reasons. It's weird. Yeah. Too many people seem to feel that expressing a realization in education for mental illness is apologetic or sympathetic to bad people, which isn't really the case at all. Signed, Lex, not Luther.
I don't think it's sympathetic to bad people either. The mental illness argument, you know,
right? Look,
it still doesn't excuse.
It's been like a month now since this happened. I was charged up.
No, but I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, it only aired 2 weeks ago, but we record that like 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah, there's a whole nother episode here. I'm sorry. There's a whole nother episode here where like
up or
You know, mental illness, it's not a scapegoat.
No.
But it is something that, if we look towards better treatment, could be preventative of these types of travesties.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, looking at the signs, taking the signs seriously. The problem is,
I still think this kid was just a cunt.
Well, this guy was a fucking sociopath. Like, the cops showed up to his house on a tip that he was being weird.
Just the tip.
Yeah. And he was super charismatic and like, oh, nothing's wrong here, officers, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then immediately went and like made some sort of post or video or whatever.
The
that was
pigs
like,
were just here.
Yeah, exactly. Where he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
Right.
And he was like, I'm glad they didn't come in and I was able to get them away, because if they would have found my stuff, I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah.
You know? That's fucked up. That's not like
that's fucked up.
That right there.
If you're completely of rational sound mind, that's not a scenario that you run through.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Good email, X.
It was a good email.
You made us think.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way to suck all the funny out of the podcast.
You're
asshole.
Still a weasel when you made us think. All right, so our next thing is a tweet.
Okay.
We got a tweet from @cmendants. He's written in before. He asks, you guys ever talk about creepy paranormal things that have happened to you?
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have, our Halloween episode.
I think that's episode 14?
I have no clue what number it is.
14.
But it was released in October last year.
Yes, it's our Halloween episode. I think it's the episode that followed our gay rights episode.
Was it?
Which was, I believe, 13.
Yeah, if you go on the website, then you go to October.
Just go to October. Yeah. You'll find it.
Hi, this is Editor Doc, and I did confirm that it is episode 14 on theshykids.com. back to the show.
While he brings it up, though, I do have like kind of a new one, a new supernatural story.
Oh,
yeah, this one's weird.
Oh, new? Was it recent?
A few months ago.
That's recent.
Yeah. This has potential to not be funny at all.
All right, 1-2 punch. Yeah. Not funny.
Okay. So my grandfather died probably, I'd say, a year and a half ago at this point.
Sorry.
Thank you. I'm still getting over it. No. What?
Well, Corey did it.
Corey did
it. That's why he's apologizing.
Corey, why'd you give him emphysema? You know that's highly contagious.
You know, your grandfather was really fun to smoke out with. He'd tell me stories about John Wayne.
Yeah.
And
Gacy.
He'd clown around about Gacy.
He'd play La Cucaracha on his horn.
Yeah. So I was close to my grandpa, and I had a dream a few months ago, and it was just a dumb dream. I was with a group of friends at a cabin.
When you had the dream, or this is the dream?
This is the dream.
Oh, okay.
I was at with a group of friends at a cabin. By the way, this is one of those dreams where my entire group of friends is not real people I know.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you have dreams that's filled with real people you know, and sometimes you have dreams that are all imaginary people.
So it was Bill Murray, Bill Murray, Bill Murray, and Bill Murray.
No, it was just like faceless, like I don't even remember them. Oh, okay. They were just like made up people for the dream.
Right.
Okay.
Fillers. Yeah. It was probably the Scooby-Doo gang for all I know. So,
we're like, G-Doc, let's go solve a murder.
In the dream, we're having a confrontation with another cabin.
Uh-oh.
It's very much like...
Great Outdoors?
Or like Meatballs. Like, that other camp, we got to get them.
I see.
Yeah, it was a dumb dream. Okay.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You were at a camp or you were at a cabin?
It was a cabin camp. I don't fucking know. It's a dream. All right. It's all weird.
Sorry,
I'm just
trying to visualize.
Sometimes you're at a cabin and then you're like, but it's also my living room.
Right.
And it makes no sense. It's abstract. It's a dream.
That's true. All right, let me close my eyes. Let me get this. Okay.
In the middle of the dream, my grandpa suddenly shows up.
Oh.
Yeah. And in the dream, I go, holy fuck. You're dead.
Right.
How are you here? And he wasn't talking. He was just standing there in the middle of the cabin. And it was like the whole dream got put on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all that bullshit, pause. It was like Zach Morris saying pause on Saved by the Bell. Time
out.
Or
Evie putting her fingers
together. Evie, yeah, from Out of This World. Mm-hmm. And it was like, how are you here? How are you here right now? And he wasn't talking.
Mm-hmm.
And but he would like had a look on his face like, you know, I'm here. And I just remember in the dream, like, running up to him, hugging him and crying and being like, I miss you so much. I miss you so much. And then he disappeared. And then the dream, like, resumed. And I woke up in the morning like, what the fuck was that? Like, I don't believe in supernatural shit like that. Mm-hmm. But that, like, I can see why people would have dreams like that and be convinced their relative visited them.
Right.
Because that was the weirdest. It was like the whole dream got put on pause so my grandpa could show up and be there for me. It was so fucking weird.
Are we close to the year to date when he passed?
When this happened? I don't think so.
No?
No.
Because
I told my mom the next day, and I think she would have made that connection to tell me, it was a year ago or something like that.
Right. I had the same dream.
Yeah, no.
Did you,
by the way, telling my mom about this was a mistake because she's been on this religion kick lately. And so
why
like to her, that was like full on validation.
Right.
And she was like, see
miracles, Doc.
Miracles. Gotcha. You should probably start going to church. I think it would do you good.
You should stop hanging out with those gays.
Why does your mom think we're gay?
She doesn't think you're gay.
Justine.
he wears those wingtips.
He's always sharply dressed.
Yeah.
Did you have did you have a goodbye with your grandfather? Like, were you able to sort of resolve
the
relationship? Yeah,
I got to see, because my mom called me. He was in the hospital for, like, a couple weeks at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom called me one day, and she's like, you should come down here right now.
Right.
Because he was pretty close to gone. And I went down there and saw him and just hung out there for a little bit. He fell asleep before I could, like, say goodbye.
Mm.
But being there and seeing him, I think, was enough.
Right.
I don't feel any sort of like, but I didn't get to say goodbye.
Right.
Because also, that's a little weird to me, is
saying
goodbye. Like, you're about to die, so see ya.
Go to sleep now.
Yeah. Well, it was more unspoken. It didn't need to be said.
Yeah. You being there, him acknowledging you being there, probably sort of being able to foresee his
oh, he knew
time
was
very short.
Yeah.
You know, you know, I mean, only those who are close to their own mortality can really say. But I'm sure that it was acknowledged. You know, whether
right.
or not said, whether said or not. You know.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe that was sort of your brain's way of rationalizing an actual goodbye.
Possibly.
You know.
Yeah.
So like, you weren't necessarily visited by his spirit through a dream or whatever, but
it was my brain dealing with it.
Yeah, and you know, it may have taken a year or so before you know you're fully ready to sort of process all of that stuff. You know, I don't dreams are fucking wacky, dude.
Took the meatball dream.
Yeah,
dreams are really wacky. Like,
can I tell you something stupid my mom said like a month ago?
Go ahead.
I'm living where my grandpa lived right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying in that house.
Yeah, you sort of inherited his house, right?
I didn't inherit his house. I'm staying in it.
Yeah.
Maintenance. Taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually it'll probably get sold or whatever.
Right.
Whatever the family decides.
You need to stay there for one night.
Well, okay, so I'm sleeping in his bedroom. And he had a mirror on the back of his door.
Uh-huh.
And the other night, the mirror just totally fell off his door.
Really?
Like, completely hit the ground, like, smack, loud. It didn't shatter, but it just fell off the door. And I tell my mom about it the next day, and she goes, oh, that's Grandpa going, get out of my house.
Really?
Like, why would you say that?
And why would he do that?
Yeah.
To, like, his grandson.
She was trying to joke about it. But first of all, I don't fucking want a scary grandpa ghost in my house. I want a nice grandpa ghost.
Yeah, that like just sort of shows up in family photos.
That's cool with me jacking off sometimes, you know?
Yeah, in his bedroom.
Yeah, to questionable pornography.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was into this.
Yeah. It only falls off the door when you look at fucking like anime anal.
Anime anal.
No. Anime anal. They make your dreams come true.
Anything but that fucking
thing. Why are your colon's kind of weird?
And tentacles are in your hair.
You need a finger in your butt.
Your head's
go anywhere.
All right.
Your head's a
Your head's a fennec fox.
Sweat beads just sort of bouncing off of your brow. No, it's interesting. What you guys weren't seeing was your younger brother ashamed and hoping you didn't find out that he was just plastered ass drunk and bounced off your door.
Yeah, probably. That's probably it. Oh, fuck.
Freaked the fuck out when he heard the loud noise and just froze in the hallway for a little while. Like,
ran.
What the fuck? Doesn't get up, just waiting to hear if you got up out of bed.
Yeah.
And then peed in your sink.
So good question, Chris, even though it is something we covered.
Yeah.
But you know, you can go back and listen to that episode now and hear our like other supernatural stories from years ago. By the way, our best intro ever is in that episode.
Best fail, you mean?
Best intro ever.
Best intro ever?
All around.
I don't know. We've had some pretty good intros.
Best.
All right. I think that's episode 14.
The best.
Is it? Okay.
Or not.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Read the description.
Yeah.
It'll
Halloween.
Say,
happy Halloween episode.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Burger burr.
Thanks for the tweet, Chris. Don't be racist.
Rage. Yeah. Our next email is from a longtime listener of ours.
Longtime listener.
Corey's wife.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now, if you remember last time Corey's wife wrote in, she was disappointed in me.
Yeah, you are no longer her favorite.
She said I was no longer her favorite person on the show.
You would think I would be her favorite person on the show.
Nope.
Doc was her favorite person on the show. Then Doc, me. Not her favorite person on the show. You would think, who's next in line? This guy, right?
Clearly Dean.
Dean now her top.
Yeah,
spot.
You're like the Secretary of the Treasury or something. Like, you're way down there.
Yeah. I have a feeling that my wife's list of favorites is also reflected by most of our listeners. But, you know, whatever. It's cool.
Corey.
Accurate.
It's just my garage.
I'm her least favorite because I said I enjoy a Miley Cyrus song or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she writes in, Doc, holy shit.
Uh-oh.
Referring to episode 44.
44 was...
Our last episode.
Oh.
You're about to pitch Sam Rockwell as Batman, apparently, during that moment.
Okay, we're fixing nerd...
Franchises.
Yeah, and and at one point I said, you know who should play Batman? And I was going to say Sam Rockwell. And then Dean threw in Gary Busey.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, probably the funniest moment on this podcast.
Yeah,
holy
maybe.
Shit.
She goes on, every Shy Kids episode should have a little Gary Busey.
I agree.
This needs to be a short reoccurring segment.
Or a long reoccurring one. I don't care. It's hilarious.
She goes, I completely agree with Corey.
Oh, for the first time.
Hey, there you go. Your Gary Busey.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I just want you to say that again.
This is from your wife.
Uh-huh.
And she says.
What did she say?
I completely agree with Corey. Is it nice to finally hear that?
Yes. You know what? It's finally nice to be heard, you know?
Yeah.
Do you take this man to blah, 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 blah.
Your Gary Busey is amazing. It doesn't matter that you don't sound anything like him.
Well, you sound a little bit like
him. But you have the essence.
You do. You carry the soul of Gary Busey in your impersonation.
The battered, cracked soul.
I seriously lost it after you got through this breakdown below.
Uh-oh. Does she have it listed?
Yes.
Do it in the voice, please.
B is for taking a bite out of crime. A is for apples. T is for Tofino. M is for... M is for... I don't remember saying Tofino.
The fuck is Tofino?
M is for many, many adventures with Robin. A is for also apples. N is for the night, which is my playground.
This for the night that is also my playground.
T is for Tofino.
Dude, the fuck is Tofino?
I have no clue. I don't remember saying Tofino.
Holy
I don't
shit.
Know what I said. She goes on.
Go ahead.
I lost it for 3 solid minutes after you said this. Doc, I love you. You've regained your throne as my favorite Shy Kid.
Shit.
Booyah!
There's no hope for me.
Fuck you, Dean. Extra fuck you, Corey.
Really?
There's no hope for me.
She goes, please do this again and again and again. Heart. And then Corey's wife.
Wait, she signed it with a heart?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's to me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that you're her favorite.
She actually wrote the word heart.
Did she really?
Heart!
Yes. All right, now I don't feel so bad.
It's actually an emoticon of a heart with a fist going into it.
Yeah. That's an ass, Dean.
Oh, okay.
That was an ass.
Oh. It looked a little beige.
So she wants us to do this again and again and again.
I would agree. Although,
all right, sounds good. B is for taking a bite out of crime. A is for apples. T is for Tofino. M is for many, many adventures with Robin. A is for also apples. N is for the night, which is my playground.
Oh. I don't think we should do that same one every
Not
time.
Not the same one?
I know.
Oh, she come up with new ones?
I think it could be a recurring bit, but it has to be spontaneous.
Yeah, it would have to be spontaneous.
S is for Sotomayor, H is for hot dogs, Y is for yes, ma'am, K is for kudos to you, Shaq Kids, I is for I enjoy your show, D is for download on iTunes.
Go.
S is for
Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
Where I do all my shopping.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Oh, man. Gary Busey. What are those called? What is the term for what he's doing there?
Acronyms?
Are those acronyms?
I believe so.
Yes.
Gary Busey acronyms.
Yeah.
That'll be a segment. Look for spontaneous Gary Busey acronyms on the Shy Kids podcast on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. We do acronyms with a bad Gary Busey voice.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Next email is from a
ass
listener.
Oh.
Also a listener who hasn't written in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you this is a long email.
So, no new listeners.
I'm not done with emails, Corey.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. It just seems like a lot of old regulars, which I'm happy for.
Hell yeah, we're keeping them.
Yes.
They're not abandoning us for greener pastures.
Yeah, yes. We got our monthly donors.
They didn't hit episode 9 and leave. Those of you listening on More Like Radio...
Episode 9 was our episode where we're like, we don't need a topic. Let's just go in and riff.
Yeah. Wing it.
We decided to wing it.
Yeah. We're funny and talented. We don't need to prepare.
Turns out we're neither.
Yeah.
And we should have a topic prepared.
We should have a topic. Okay. This is from JJ.
JJ.
You remember JJ?
Yeah, JJ.
Yeah, the jet plane.
Is JJ our resident bisexual?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sure we have others, but I'm sure he's the one who said it.
He's our resident.
He loves to be identified that way, I'm sure.
Yeah. Joe, JJ, the bisexual. Yeah, that's how they love
our favorite bisexual.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up, JJ?
Know-it-all Jay is back.
Oh, that's right. He's our fucking Wikipedia, too.
Yeah.
He's not Bailey JJ, is he?
No. That's
JJ Binks.
No. So Doc had a question about why they made Luke and Leia siblings.
Uh-oh.
Why Leia didn't do any Jedi shit, and why they were separated.
Hold on. Before you go into this, we found out fairly quickly in the chat room when that episode aired, episode 44, that we know very little about Star Wars.
We do. There were a lot of people going, you guys are talking out of your ass.
Well, which is the podcast.
Because we're all trying to remember shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a movie from the 70s.
Yeah.
And Doc is not a huge fan of the Star Wars franchise. I've seen every movie at least once.
Yeah.
Last time I saw it was when I was like 14, maybe.
So, yeah. Sorry if we offended anybody. But I think the point that you made, Doc, was solid.
Thank you. He goes on. The reason why it's important that they're siblings is brought up and dismissed in two sentences in Empire Strikes Back when Luke was leaving to go face Vader despite Yoda telling him he wasn't ready. As he's taking off, Obi-Wan's ghost shows up to Yoda and says, "That boy's our last hope." To which Yoda replies, "No, there is another."
Okay, hold up. Obi-Wan should fucking know that Leia's out there because Leia comes to him.
Obi-Wan is supposed to know. Clearly another thing showing that George Lucas's claim that he planned out all the movies in advance. Horseshit.
Bullshit.
Horseshit, lying fuck.
Leia knows that Obi-Wan is in... See, this is another thing. Like, Leia knows Obi-Wan is in on it, right? Which means... why would she go to Obi-Wan? Like, why would she send...
Why would Leia know that?
Yes. Why?
No, why would she? I'm asking you. But she doesn't know.
Why does she send her message to Obi-Wan in the first place?
You know, I've never been clear on that.
How does she know that Obi-Wan is the one that is her only hope?
I don't know. Maybe like Bail Organa told her.
But I'm
that's
just saying,
Jimmy
like,
Smith, by the way.
If
yeah,
if Leia knows that Obi-Wan.
Leia knows that Obi-Wan's important. I don't know how she knows this.
He holds the key to some sort of contingency plan.
Right.
Right. She doesn't know that she has a brother out there.
Right.
But she does know that Obi-Wan is important to the cause.
Yeah.
Right?
I think here's what JJ's missing from this. He's saying that this exchange justifies why they're brother and sister, but
it doesn't
at all. The exchange only exists because Lucas said, "Oh, I should make them brother and sister."
Yeah,
if they weren't brother and sister, this exchange wouldn't have happened.
That's a tautology. It's just making its own point to prove itself.
Right.
what the exchange proves is that Obi-Wan's ghost has Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah.
Because he forgot that one, Leia existed, yeah. And that too.
That's like
she reached out to him, and that's when he.
It's kind of like in Signs, if someone asks, "That's spoiler alert. That's stupid. Why are the aliens allergic to water?" And someone said, "Well, they're allergic to water because earlier in the film, the little girl kept leaving water glasses around."
No, that's
it's like no. That's she left water glasses around because they're allergic to water. It's that was written so that that would make sense, even though it still doesn't make sense.
Hold on,
it's not that her leaving water glasses around makes them allergic to water.
I thought that the girl just left water glasses around because she was a little girl that was absent-minded. She knew that aliens were coming and that they were allergic.
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. That would be like someone arguing that.
I see
that creates the other thing when it's the opposite.
Yes.
The twist was thought of first, and then they added that scene so that it would make sense.
Right.
Like, oh, there's another. Now, by the way, by the end of that episode, we actually decided, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Keep Leia as Luke's sister.
True.
But have her do something. Have her use the Force.
Show her, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, learning
the
Force.
Give her a heroic moment like that.
Right.
Have it matter instead of just not mattering whatsoever.
Right. Give it a point.
And then he goes on, in episodes 1 through 3, so the ones that don't exist.
Okay, the ones that are not in canon.
Yeah, they train Anakin believing he was prophesied to restore order to the Force. Once they realize they were wrong, then it falls on his children, Luke and Leia. And should Luke buy into his daddy's bullshit and join him, they still have Leia as a backup. But if...
How convenient for them.
Yeah, it's not like... Again, that doesn't justify making Leia his sister.
Also, if it...
That's a convenience because yes. She is.
If it jumps generations...
But it doesn't justify it.
If the prophecy jumps generations like that, then like even if Luke is a shithead too...
Yeah.
Then he'll have a kid and then they'll be like, oh, no, his kid is our hope.
The prophecy is 100% correct. Darth Vader... was the one who restored order to the Force because he's the one who threw the Emperor down a fucking well.
Yes.
A space well.
Yeah.
A spwell.
It was him. It was him deciding that he wanted a relationship with his child more than this fucking creepy, lecherous dude he's been hanging out with.
No.
No. Yeah.
Fucking senators.
So the prophecy was correct. Luke and Leia. Luke's
don't
the really
matter.
Well, Luke's the only important part because it was
he's the
Darth
catalyst.
Vader picking the power of love, which is a curious thing.
Don't take money.
Yeah, make one man weep and another one sing. Mm-hmm. It was that made Vader go, look, I got to side with my kid here.
Right.
Yeah. So, but Leia didn't matter in that scenario. Again,
mm-mm.
If they made her matter, it would have been great, but they didn't make her matter because George Lucas is a shitty writer.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, second, while the extended universe novels are no longer canon, and by the way, are written afterwards, so... They can justify
anything they want.
They'll convolute anything to justify anything from those movies.
Right.
But he goes, an announcement that was...
Mic.
Yeah. The universe, extended universe novels are no longer canon. And then he goes, an announcement that was made less than a fucking week after I started reading them.
You can't get anything else from books.
So in the extended novels, Luke does train Leia to be a Jedi.
But they're no longer canon, so none of this makes sense.
Yeah,
they're like fucking makes a fan fucking difference. Fiction.
And she does fight for a while when Luke goes dark. Apparently Luke goes dark in the extended universe. Like he turns evil. I don't know. Third, they are separated because the Emperor tells Vader that both his wife and his kids died in childbirth to keep him emotionally broken, even though he knows it's not true. And if he ever found out the kid's whereabouts, he would have them killed.
Why? Oh, hold on. Okay, there's a lot there.
I didn't know Vader didn't know it wasn't true. I never
yeah,
got that.
That's that.
If we're talking about that prequel film, I didn't get that hint at all at the end. I think Vader figured it out later when this Luke Skywalker kid showed up. It's like, oh, yeah. Skywalker, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they were trying to hide Luke, why wouldn't they change his name?
Right. Hence why Luke is taken to the middle of bumfuck nowhere.
But they didn't change his name.
Less likely to be found. They didn't change his name. And you didn't explain why they had to be separated. You still didn't explain that. You just said that they had to be separated so that Vader couldn't find them, which is why Luke is taken to a desert. But Leia gets to hang out with the fucking princes and kings and shit.
Yeah, Leia gets to be the princess of a whole planet.
That does not explain their separation whatsoever.
Leia is a public official. Yeah. Like,
and that's hard to find.
And didn't Vader not know it was twins? I thought he didn't even know it was twins.
See.
They didn't have, this is a long ago in a galaxy far, far away. I don't think they had Jelly Belly. What's that called?
They don't have sonograms, but they
sonograms.
Have lightsabers. They didn't have jelly bellies back then.
No, they didn't have jelly. They had lightograms.
They have hovering cars.
They just cut open your stomach and looked.
And machines that can do anything.
Yeah.
But they don't have sonograms.
I just called sonograms jelly bellies.
Jelly bellies.
But it's so accurate.
It is accurate.
Yeah. They're delicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So he does or he does not know that he has two kids?
JJ's saying he does know. I don't think he did know. And JJ is also saying that he knew they were alive, which I also don't think he knew.
Then none of that works.
Right.
If the Emperor is trying to make him believe that his children are dead.
Well, here's the thing.
But he knows they're not.
If we're just talking about the original trilogy, I did think Darth Vader knew at that time.
Yes.
He knew he had a son out there somewhere.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have told Luke.
And otherwise, he wouldn't have been surprised. Like, we would have had a scene of him being surprised. You know what I mean? We never had that scene of Darth Vader going, "What? You're my..."
Yeah.
You know?
Putting it together.
But the prequels made it seem like he didn't know, which also shows that George Lucas' continuity nightmare, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck these movies.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners are too.
So, JJ, you're a good fan, but your explanation for... I can explain why... it's horseshit.
I don't think it's horseshit.
It's a tall...
It doesn't hold up at all.
Yeah.
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 It was unnecessary, or make it necessary. Because right now it's unnecessary.
Yes.
So you either cut it or make it necessary.
Now, what
they
if...
They didn't.
What if in episode 7, Leia lifts some shit with her mind?
That's fine, and that would help fix it.
Right.
Justify it. But the original trilogy on its own, that's a big flaw for me.
What if her and Han were having the argument that Dean wrote, and then when Han tried to run out, she moved to the Millennium Falcon's door... to collapse and break his ankle.
That would be a great scene. But clearly it's up to J.J. Abrams to fix Leia's arc because George Lucas didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
And he isn't touching it anymore.
Yeah, thank Christ. They might actually make some good movies now. Might actually make some.
But Harrison Ford still broke his ankle.
He broke his ankle. He's going to be out for 8 weeks. So
still saying.
Hopefully that...
It would be awesome if J.J. Abrams listened to this show and took...
He doesn't.
And took Dean's scene.
Dean scene.
And then at the end of that scene, that's how you find out Leia has the Force because she breaks his ankle with the door of the Millennium Falcon.
Perfect.
Dean scenes.
He's like, well, I'm leaving the movie for a while. Get off my Falcon.
Is that the end of the... the email?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. He said, thank you for your time, JJ.
JJ, thank you, jet plane. That's me.
Thank you for your horseshit email.
Yeah.
I still love you, JJ, but you're wrong.
I hate you.
There's worse loose ends in the Star Wars films for me than, like, Lost.
Yes. Is there? Yes. I didn't watch Lost, so I don't know. Like, I just know a lot of people are disappointed.
There were things in Lost that some things didn't get answered, but it really didn't matter because it wasn't
crucial. What
was
the smoke monster?
They talked about it. What was it?
What was it?
It was the...
I don't give a fuck.
It was the...
The Force? No. Was it Leia's Force?
There was a good guy and an evil guy, and the evil guy fell into a well and he became the monster.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
yeah.
What was the polar bear there for?
There was a research station there, and they were doing
Yeah, the Dharma Initiative were doing experiments.
Okay. Those are the two questions I had.
Okay.
I'd never watched the show. I just heard those two things happened, and I was like, oh, where did it come from? Polar bear on a tropical island? What the fuck?
Yeah, there has to be a... The good and the evil fight for control of the island. There has to be someone to sort of control the island because it's a gateway, right?
It's like bullshit religious analogy shit.
Yeah, it got a little preachy. Mm. Like, it's the gateway to
drug evil. I'm the black brother, I'm the white brother, we have to get along.
Yeah, and they both had different philosophies on how to protect.
Who were they? Were they two of the island people?
They were sailors.
Oh, a sailor's life is a life for me. How I love to sail on the bounding sea.
And then fall into a well and become a smoke monster and then a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Bah. Lost.
Bah.
Gives a shit.
Bah.
I liked it better when it was called Gilligan's Island.
We'll do a bonus episode where we talk nothing but Lost.
Oh, great.
We'll call it the Lost
episode.
I'm sure
I'll have a lot to contribute.
Yeah, I'll have to catch up from 10 years ago when I watched that.
Can we do The Wire next? Yeah. Because that's what I know.
You guys want to do a recap show of like series that are really short, like canceled series? Like
We could do a Firefly episode.
Like that one that John Ritter was on.
No, the 8 Simple Rules for...
Yeah.
That was on for like 6 seasons though.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I thought that got canceled.
It got canceled 2 seasons after he died.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think it was going on for that long before.
They had
David Spade came on and replaced
David
him.
David Spade and James Garner.
Yeah, they came on to...
Maverick.
To sort of take over for John Ritter's role.
Right.
That's where...
David Spade, by the way, is the let's save a sitcom, put this guy in.
Sure.
Thing. That's like they use him to bail out sitcoms
that
are probably going to get canceled. And he usually keeps them going a few more seasons.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Make Dave Foley his friend.
Come on. 8 Simple Rules is where we first got Kaylee Cuoco, Big Bang Theory girl.
The Big Bang Theory girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who is hot, but not hot enough to make me watch that show.
Pwned.
That sounds like a Big Bang Theory joke.
Yeah.
Internet in my IMHO.
I lost our point.
What was our point?
Next email.
Oh, yeah. We do have one more email.
Una mas. Oh, we were saying like I was saying that like we take a show that only existed one season.
Yeah.
And we do
we live tweeted
episode recaps.
One season masterpiece theater?
Something like that, yeah. It was canceled because it's terrible. So
we pick bad ones. So we don't do Firefly, we do like
No.
We do something like Capital Critters. No, I like that one.
Well, you can like it, but it has to have only lasted a season.
Right.
Aunt Bethany's Candy Shop.
How about the spinoff of Once Upon a Time, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland?
Is it really?
That was one season that got canceled.
Didn't they just cancel Once Upon a Time?
No, I think that's still going.
Is it the Wonderland one that got canceled?
The Wonderland one got canceled. Can I confess something, by the way?
That you love Once Upon a Time?
Actually, I just watched the pilot episode, 2 weeks ago, and I didn't hate it.
Jennifer Goodwin helped?
Jennifer Goodwin. Jennifer Morrison also helped.
Oh, yes.
They're both in it.
Yes, they are. They're besties.
And I like this idea of, characters that don't know that they're the characters. It's kind of an interesting concept.
Right.
I haven't watched yet since. I've been pretty busy for the last 2 weeks. But I might keep watching this just to see where it goes. It always seemed like such a girly show when you see the ads for it. But I was hooked. I was like, this is a good pilot. Motherfucker.
I had to turn off my Macklemore CD and my Miley Cyrus.
Ugh, Macklemore.
All right, moving on.
our final email. Hold on. I got an email from Amazon saying the Grand Budapest Hotel has shipped.
Oh.
Thank you, Amazon.
Okay.
Click the banner on the side of the morelikeradio.com page.
And change your username.
Change your username. This email subject is right on, guys.
Right on, right on.
Right on, right on.
Outlaw
right
on, country.
Right on. Woo!
You know, make this email better.
This is a new person, by the way.
All right, all right.
Hello, all.
Hello.
That's us.
Was he programming?
Yeah. Hello, all.
If all are not present, then hello to A.
Yeah. Just wanted to say to all of you how much I truly enjoy listening to your podcast every week.
Oh,
poor fella.
Thank you.
I get excited when a new episode pops up on Facebook.
So oh, do we.
You poor thing. So
I don't do much talk radio. Yeah, right. I don't do much talk radio, mainly because it's usually corny and fake.
Yeah, morning zoo shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back!
Hey, welcome!
What do you know about wombats?
Yeah, welcome to the meatball and the walrus. Stick
this in your cooter.
It's our Friday morning fart song.
You know what that sound means? It means we're giving away concert tickets.
Concert tickets. Hey, do you want to see Matchbox 20 live?
But seriously, folks, we have to talk about these Mexicans.
That's the AM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe because it's corny and fake. But you guys are pretty honest and legit in my book.
Oh, snap.
Legit like the canceled Jim Jeffries series. Sorry, Corey.
Netflix, pick it up.
Netflix, pick it up. My time is spent listening to Howard Stern and you guys.
Oh.
Keep up the good radio.
Hold up. Hold up.
Yeah.
Did we just get compared in the same likeness as Howard Stern?
Yeah, I just hope he's talking about like 90s Howard Stern and not current
Not serious Howard Stern.
Current Howard Stern spends most of his mornings, I've listened a couple times, talking about, by the way, on what's that show he's on? That fucking judge show?
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, on America's Got Talent this week, we blah, 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 blah. It's like all America's Got Talent recap
really?
Now. Yeah, it's pretty bad. He had his wife on to talk about adopting pets recently.
Wow, he has run out of shit. You were a really big Howard Stern fan, weren't you?
I was at one point. There was a time where when I was a kid, I would listen to it any time I didn't have school.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a point where I kind of fell off. And then he got Artie Lang on his show,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like that revitalized it for me.
Artie Lang's since been fired, right?
He left because he suicide attempt.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
And he hasn't gone back, but. Even by the, like, I got tired of it again before Artie left because by the end of that, Artie was on heroin and was not contributing really.
Right.
So like the reason I was listening, which was I thought Artie was funny as shit, was like going away pretty much. So I also stopped listening. Plus Howard spent most of his time bitching about things. Suddenly he was just Mr. Negative all the time.
Right.
Yeah, so I,
and Jim Norton was on Open Anthony.
Yeah, so I switched over. He's my new Artie Lang. Anyway,
yeah, I never really caught on as a fan of Howard Stern.
Right,
I would listen occasionally, mainly because like the one thing that I really like about Howard Stern is he's a fantastic interviewer.
He's all right.
Really?
So you see, you're naked.
Here's the thing about Howard Stern. Interviews a lot of people don't know. He's a fantastic first interviewer. But when he has a repeat guest, he asks all the same questions.
Really?
Yeah. He is fucking... He makes no effort in that second interview with somebody. Unless something has happened that he can bring up.
Right.
If nothing's happened that he can bring up, it's just the same shit. Oh, I heard you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we talked about that last time. Oh, well, tell me about it again.
All
right. So you have this dope boy character that you do, huh?
Yeah, totally, man. So, yeah. And then even nowadays, like with Opie and Anthony, they've been pretty bitchy and negative lately, too.
It's a turn that every show takes.
I think it is. Show is on long enough, they just become negative Nancy.
God, what is it with all these fucking shows that just get all bitchy and negative? I was listening to this one the other day where they're just like,
oh, I see what you're doing there,
yeah.
Dean. Yeah. But it's you don't want to listen to, like, you don't want to start your day listening to something where everybody's like, that sucks. Everything sucks. Right. This sucks. Yeah. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I got enough of that going on in my inner thoughts.
You suck, Dean.
Every time I turn on Opie and Anthony, they're doing a segment where fans call in and just say stupid jokes.
Right.
Like, they try to do a one-liner to whatever topic is going. Is this a reoccurring segment? Because every time I've turned it in turned it on, it's...
I think you're thinking of Ron and Fez.
Is that Ron and Fez?
Which that's unscreened phone calls, which they started because lack of staff at the station.
Oh, really?
Would make it to where they don't have a call screener that day. So they started this bit called unscreened phone calls where they just take call after call after call after call. To longtime listeners, it's one of the funniest fucking bits. To new listeners, you're lost. You don't know what the fuck is it, because they're all referencing the show. And you've never listened before, so you're like, what the fuck are they saying?
It wasn't that okay, so I've never heard Opie and Anthony. I've tried to listen to Ron and Fez. Ron and Fez is terrible.
Because I love Ron and Fez.
Every time I've tuned in, it's been this fucking bit.
It's been on-screen phone calls.
Yes. And it's not that they're referencing the show.
Yeah.
They're trying to reference some sort of like, everybody's trying to do, like, a punchline to a news story that they had brought up earlier. And none of the jokes are good, and it's literally is just next caller, and then the guy will be like, fucking fuck nuts, and nobody will laugh, and they'll just hang up on him, next caller.
That's where Ron does not react.
Nobody reacts. Occasionally you'll hear that was interesting. I will say this. And then next caller, like, oh, it's the most stupid, it's stupid.
Ron and Fez is an acquired taste, but if you get into it, you fucking love it.
I bet.
Yeah. That's, like, I wait for their episode to drop, because I don't listen to anything live. I listen to it after it's aired, and I download it.
Who has time?
Yeah. I wait for it to drop, and then you're just immediately like, okay, this is what I'm doing now. I'm listening to this.
Right.
Yeah, every day. Anyway, hopefully our emailer is not like, well, fuck you guys. You don't like Howard's. I listen to Howard Stern every day still. and we're complaining.
No, you like what you like.
Yeah, you like what you like. Anyway, he goes on. Nerdigory's topic suggestion.
Uh-oh, Nerdigory's.
Nerdigory's topic suggestion.
How long have we been going?
I think it's been like an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's Nerdigory's time.
You want to jump into Nerdigory's time?
Let's get into
Nerdigory's.
Wow, a full mailbag episode.
We did have a full mailbag episode, which is good because we did not have a topic planned.
No.
Giant fat sack of mail.
Yeah.
Big swinging sack.
Whack my mailbag.
Like a dick bag.
Yeah.
When dick bags on a bagel.
You can eat dick bags anytime. So Nerdigory's topic suggestion.
Okay.
From our new listener. Favorite 90s cartoon intros.
Ooh.
So the theme song.
You are a fan, sir.
Yes. He fucking knows the kind of shit to suggest to us.
Only 90s kids will get this category.
Favorite 90s cartoon intros. And then this is signed Keep On Keeping On, Donnie Rocker.
Oh, Donnie Rocker.
Donnie Rocker. Donnie Rocker.
Thank you for the glorious email, Donnie Rocker.
Thank you for the compliments.
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Even though
our balls.
We then went into a tirade about why you shouldn't be listening to Howard Stern.
No, fucking listen to Howard Stern.
Go ahead.
If it makes you happy, if you're into it, whatever.
If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
Then why the hell is he so mad? This week.
Ugh. We're really bad.
Yeah, we are.
If you're listening right now, you're dumb, because this is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Donnie.
Donnie and people in the chat room.
And Marie.
Wait, I might be listening in the chat room, too, so I'm dumb also.
This show should be called Doc and Corey Sing a Song and Then Dean's Silent While They Fuck It Up, because he doesn't get the reference.
That's not Parliament Funkadelic.
If me and Corey sang more funk, you would be with us.
Yeah.
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 Don't funk the one.
Getting next to you is what I want to do. Ooh, 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 ooh. Look at that.
There you go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
He can't help it.
Yeah. It's in his bones.
Yeah. Muscle reaction.
That is a great Nerdigory's topic, Donnie Rocker.
Yes.
So we're going to do it this
week.
Right fucking now.
Let's do it.
favorite 90s cartoon intros. Let's
fucking do it.
Yeah!
Now, really, we're just talking like best theme song.
Essentially, that's what you mean by the intro.
Because like the little cartoon montage.
Like the actual visuals.
Like, okay, I really didn't like Street Sharks, but
the visuals were amazing.
It made me feel something. Yeah.
The theme song was really dated and lame, but like when they dive under the asphalt for the first time in that intro, I was like,
it was like
blown.
A Kurosawa-esque like use of imagery.
Yeah.
Mind blown, bro. By the way, there was a whole era of we need to make Ninja Turtles again.
Yeah.
Street Sharks, SWAT
what
cats.
Was the rats?
Biker Mice from Mars.
Biker Mice from Mars, yeah.
Samurai Pizza Cats, which also were way into pizza.
Even.
And that one was kind of anime-ish, too.
I think it was Japanese.
It was a Japanese.
They probably
redub it with dumb American jokes.
Yeah, I think so.
Bullfrogs?
Battletoads.
Battletoads.
That was based on a Vidya game.
Yeah. Right, but still.
But it was essentially still, Ninja Turtles again.
Yeah.
There was SWAT Cats, which was more kind of like Batman, I guess, but it was still that kind of thing.
SWAT Cats, I love.
Yeah, I did like that show, but it was trying to be Mutant Ninja
Turtles. It was two cat, they were mechanics. It was all like anthropomorphic Animal
SWAT
City.
SWAT Cats!
They were like Batman and Robin, pretty much, but
essentially,
if it was like two Batmans.
With jets and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good, SWAT Cats was good. The Mighty Ducks cartoon.
Oh, I forgot.
Also a Ninja Turtles attempt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mummies Alive.
Fucking Lunatics Unleashed or whatever the fuck that was.
That was where they took the Looney Tunes characters and made them extreme.
Yeah. All right, so don't put any of those.
No. Okay, so we're going to take a break. We're going to write our lists of five. You can do the same thing at home if you'd like.
If you're listening in the chat, throw it up.
Throw it up in the chat. Throw it up. Vomit that shit right into that fucking chat.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
One cup.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
First, there was Hippo Juice. Then Ham Radio.
Lust in Love. Daytime Divas.
And Live from the Morgue.
And now?
The Sully Show! Hey, hey!
Join me, Sully,
JT,
Danielle, and Greg
every Sunday, noon to 2 on morelikeradio.com.
Not only did they sign us, they put us out in public. Yay.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song.
And we're back!
This is a hostile work environment.
Before the break...
Before the break.
We announced the Nerdagories category, suggested by whom?
Donnie Rocker.
Donnie Rocker.
First time emailer.
Long time listener.
He may be a long time listener. I think he may
have
uh, written us a review on iTunes a while back.
Oh, that's right.
That the name sounded familiar.
Yeah,
that one about the Obama dig, I think.
No, that was that was some lady named Martha
from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Martha.
Go fuck yourself.
I hope you're still listening, and go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
With a toy that you bought at AdamandEve.com.
AdamandEve.com.
Buy a giant butt plug.
Yeah.
Shove it up your ass.
Change sure your surname.
Glass dolphin double dildo.
Yeah. The category that he suggested for us, which was brilliant, by the way, 90s cartoon openings. We're taking it as like really cool theme songs.
Right. I'd say so.
The theme songs that you couldn't help but sing every time you watch that show.
Yeah.
And now, probably even if you see a rerun or whatever, you can't help but
sing. I'm going to sing all of these on my list. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's okay. Who won last time?
I think I did.
I think you did win, Doc.
I won after a Come Dancers with
Yes,
Tuba.
Yes, you did.
Tuba!
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, we had our music.
Tuba.
Yeah.
Yes. No Shtick Zone had the wettiest of dreams by suggesting a topic for Nerdigories.
Yeah.
And getting a cum dancer out of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Doc one. Doc gets to go first.
I get to go first. Let's get the first one out of the way. This is the cartoon I loved as a kid that I said did not hold up as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks, but these two gum shoes are picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Chip and Dale. When there's danger, no, it never. Go ahead.
It is a really solid theme song.
That is a great theme song.
They didn't wear shoes, though.
They didn't.
Oh, they also didn't wear pants.
That'd be more
except for Gadget.
Gadget wore a Gadget. Fucking full bodysuit.
Yeah, well, Gadget.
You can't just have Gadget like a vagina fans. Stinking up the place.
Right? Ugh.
That is women. Such a like a weird, like, okay, we can draw the boys pantless and just not draw dicks.
Right.
But if you draw a girl pantless, it still looks like she's got a pussy.
Very furry pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, I was not on my list.
Ah, well, it was on mine. Dean, was it on yours?
Was not on mine.
Boom! Point for Docky
Meats.
Point
for Docs. next on my list.
You mean first on your list?
First on my list.
It is next.
I'm next,
first, and this is the first.
This is my first selection.
That I'm going next with.
Yes.
Yes.
Is a show that I didn't watch a ton of, but I loved the theme song.
Yeah.
Tailspin.
Oh, yeah. Sing it.
I don't want to sing.
Sing it. Oh, 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 oh. Let's begin it. Oh, we are tailspin. Oh, we are tailspin.
Oh, we are.
Friends for life through thick and thin with another tail to spin.
It's weird that I
great theme song.
It's weird that I didn't watch the show as much as I did the other shows on this list.
Yeah.
Because I really love Baloo. Like, he's probably one of my favorite Disney characters in general.
He didn't blow.
No. He might have.
But yeah, I do remember that song would come on. I would watch the theme song and then sort of lose interest in the show.
Yeah.
And
that's a great theme song. Moving
off
on.
To other things. But yeah, that's why it made my list.
Then you switch over to Street Sharks.
Street Sharks!
I know you want it.
You're a street shark.
Point for Corey.
I didn't have it.
Yep.
No tails
for Corey.
Sweet. All right.
My first one is Doug.
Alright. Yes, Doug.
Doug.
That's a good one.
Which era of Doug do you prefer, the ABC
or the Nickelodeon?
Gotta go Disney.
What? No.
The Nick.
Doug's first movie. Get out of my garage.
Yeah, it was Disney and Nick, right?
It was Nickelodeon first.
Nickelodeon, and then it went to Disney.
And then Disney bought it.
So the Nick era, probably, I'm assuming?
Where they changed Patty Mayonnaise's hair. And
they
sort of changed the theme song.
Everybody had a jacket.
Pork Chop really wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Doug was a fuck.
Solid.
I loved Duck so much.
Solid pick.
Yes. Yeah. You know what, though? Also, a really good creative opening to the show. It wasn't just a montage of, like, here's previous shit we did, and we threw them together and put a theme song over it. Like, there was a specific animation that went with the line that would turn into different things and characters would pop out of it.
Yeah, I think Nickelodeon was good with that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoy that selection. Yep. Did not have it.
Well, speaking of Nickelodeon,
this
is a theme song without words. But it was one of my favorite cartoons as a kid. Ren and Stimpy.
Yes.
Oh, that is a good song.
Which was like, it was this jazzy like.
It was high energy. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Like big band.
Yeah.
It had a swing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree, yes. No, Ren and Stimpy was...
Ren and Stimpy had a great thing.
And then they show a big red dog dick.
Yeah. A big red dog
dick. I think you're thinking of Clifford.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're totally thinking of Clifford.
All right.
Point for me? Nobody else had it?
I didn't have Ren and Stimpy.
Perfect.
All right.
Corey.
Next on my list is probably one of my all-time favorite cartoons in general. It involved a family of ducks, one of which was very rich, and it was DuckTales.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
I also had DuckTales.
Fuck!
I also had DuckTales.
Oh, three-way DuckTales.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. That's such a good theme song.
It is.
Yeah. By the way, I know the theme song in Finnish.
Do it.
Muffing makes the huli known, Anka, Lina. Arnold down the Sepinern, Anka, Lina. I'm going to strike it. Your arms are broken, Uncut. Oh.
You're going to
Hutal you and Aina Saha, Uncut. Oh. Woo. Yoskus Dubai, Yoskus Baha, Uncut. Woo. Oh.
You're going to stroke it, your arms are broken?
Yeah. To no avail, you taco Nazi. Look alive and count on less. I know a phonetic English.
I was about to say,
I don't know the actual Finnish.
This is an actual Finnish?
No,
this is...
I know the phonetic, like, how those words would sound, in, like, the written out.
Yeah.
How did you, why do you?
Because there's this video on the internet where someone wrote out the lyrics, but using English words, and it fucking made me laugh so hard that I memorized it.
Okay.
Uncle Lena.
Uncle Lena.
Or just Uncle Money.
Uncle Lena.
Yeah. Uncut. Oh, it's my favorite is Hoot All You and Anus Aha. Your school stupid, your school's Baha. Yeah. DuckTales is amazing.
DuckTales.
That was actually my last one on the list.
Everybody.
Like, I threw it at the end.
Everybody's canceled.
But we all had it. So
that's okay.
It
neutralizes
canceled.
Us. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay if we all three canceled.
Yeah.
All right. My next one is... We're the Goof Troop, and we always stick together. We're the Goof Troop, best of friends forever.
Yeah.
Confession, I hated that show.
Yeah.
I hated the show, too. I just like the fucking
You
theme
just like
song.
The,
you like
theme,
the
song?
Theme song?
I like fucking JonTron and Aaron singing that in their Goof Troop video, too.
I didn't watch that show because of its theme song.
Really? You didn't like the theme song?
It would never hook me.
Yeah.
Although I did watch the Goof Troop movies.
The Goofy movie?
Goofy movie. And
an extremely Goofy movie?
And was okay with those.
Really, the Citizen Kane of Goofy movies.
Yeah.
Extremely Goofy movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I was okay with the Goofy movie, probably because Pauly Shore was the...
Really?
No.
Did you just say probably because Pauly Shore?
Probably Pauly. You gotta say probably.
You're not
Pauly.
Allowed to say that, Corey.
You don't like Pauly Shore?
Ugh.
That alliteration doesn't fucking fly, man.
The baseball.
In the early 90s, that dude was the shit.
Listen, Encino Man's a great movie.
Encino Man's a great movie. Fucking father or
son-in-law.
Son-in-law is
father.
I was going to go father-in-law. It's not the name of the movie. Son-in-law is a really good movie.
Is it?
Jury Duty is funny.
No. I preferred Ernest Goes to Jail. That had the best jury scene ever.
It's so... There's a rape scene.
Wow, that's an amazing reason to like a movie.
No, to not like it. It's a fucking children's movie. And
oh, who?
Rape
Ernest?
In Ernest, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the scene where he's chewing on the pen in court.
Yes, that's
that is
that's
the funniest
amazing.
Fucking
yes.
scene.
Yes.
Yeah. Really blew 12 angry men out of the water.
And then he gets into prison and builds a fucking AK-47 out of soap.
Perfect. That Ernest P. Worrell knew what he was doing.
It was really downhill after camp.
Point for Dean for Goof Troop.
Yes, Goof Troop gets a point.
Just realized 12 Angry Men doesn't have a jury scene in it because they didn't never get to there.
Well, it's a deliberation room scene.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
The entire movie.
Yeah.
And play.
My next one, I have another theme song without lyrics, but it's very memorable. Ba-da-now-now-now-now. Ba-da-now-now-now-now. Na-da-now-now-now-now. Ba-da-now-now-now. X-Men.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Ba-da-now-now-now-now.
Shit. Yeah, okay. I hear it now in my head.
You hear it now?
Not when you were singing.
Not when I was first doing it?
No.
That reminds me of one I should have put.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Was it Batman?
Yeah.
The Batman cheats, though, because it's just the Tim Burton theme.
But it's
awesome.
It's a what's his name? Is it Elfman?
Danny Elfman.
Yeah, which is a crazy great theme.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. Brown. Yeah. No, I did not have X-Men. Although I watched the shit out of X-Men, and I agree with you.
Yeah,
really epic.
Great theme song.
Yeah. Favorite X-Men? Should we save that for another Nerdagories?
Our favorite X-Men characters?
Favorite X-Men characters.
That's a good idea.
Dean's a Storm.
T'Challa.
Jubilee.
Yeah. Luke Cage.
Black
Those aren't X-Men. You're
Black
just
Panther.
Black Marvel characters. Nick Fury, Ultimate Version. So point for me for X-Men. Corey, your turn.
Next on my list... was a fun theme song because a part of it changed every week.
I know what you're thinking of.
It's time for Animaniacs.
Bring.
And we're zany to the max.
So just sit back and relax.
Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Meet Pinky and the Brain who want to rule the universe.
Yeah, that another good one right there.
Together.
We're Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain? Because you're spoiling it.
I didn't.
No, I didn't either.
No, I did not.
Okay.
But Animaniacs, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like quintessential cartoon everything to me, you know?
Yeah, and all the Jerry Lewis jokes and...
Yes. I felt like Animaniacs was sort of like our generation's Looney Tunes.
Yeah, well, I would say Tiny Toons was that also.
Well, but that was like, that's a little on the nose. I'm saying like...
Animaniacs was its own thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And it had its own sort of cast of characters.
Right.
That had their own little skits and whatnot.
Come join the Warner Brothers and
the Warner Sister.
Do you remember one of our early episodes I was complaining about that show Tasmania?
Yeah.
And how they had a bunch of, a fuckload of characters.
Yeah.
You know, where it's that like, come to Tasmania, come to Didgery Dingo and Wendell T. Wolf.
Yeah.
Francis says, Bush had his mother gone, Bush had a go, and his mother go. And it just kept going. Yeah. It's like, what? All these fucking characters. Just make it about Taz. That's all we need, right? So I remember saying at that time, it was like they were trying to redo Animaniacs and make it an Animaniacs ripoff.
Uh-huh.
I read, and Tasmania came first.
Really?
Yes. Tasmania predates Animaniacs.
Really?
Yeah. I had no fucking idea. I assumed that was like them trying to do Animaniacs again.
Right.
But my whole timeline was off. Came first.
I would guess then that it's probably... They were both Warner Brothers. No, one was Fox, right?
Well, I mean, they're Warner Brothers characters, but Fox showed
Tasmania.
As well as Tiny Toon Adventures.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh,
Fox
okay.
had Tiny Toon Adventures and Tasmania, and then Warner Brothers started their own channel, the WB, and that's when they were like, oh, we can make our own shows on our channel.
Oh,
so that's why they started Animaniacs and Freakazoid and Hysteria and all those.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. Animaniacs is a good theme.
So Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We can move on.
We can move on.
I was going to get into a whole thing about like Steven Spielberg involvement.
And
like,
right. She was Tiny Toons. And all this stuff.
And he was Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Did he have holdings in Tasmania as well? Or like,
I don't
were
know.
Were they only on Fox first and until, like, it's all part of the same team?
Well, yeah. Tiny Toons and Animaniacs were essentially the same team because it was a Warner production.
Right.
But Fox had the rights to show it.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to them getting their own channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how it worked.
Okay.
Yeah. Dean.
I got Rocco's Modern Life, specifically the B-52's version, the second one.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Life. Yeah.
I love doing Fred Schneider impressions.
Yeah.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
Yeah. It's as big as a whale.
And it's about to set sail.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, Rocco's Modern Life. I do an impression of every character on that show.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready? Hey, Rocco. Heifer.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Heifer. Rocco.
Rocco.
Can you tell me where I can find Miss Kensington? The turtle. What was his
Sheldon?
Name?
Filbert.
Filbert.
Sheldon.
Sheldon
is my hermit crab's name.
Oh, Rocco, you're so sweet. Mrs. Bighead.
Yeah.
Rocco! Mr. Bighead. Done. All the characters.
Nice.
Yeah. Perfect.
Spot on. Now do all the Tasmania characters.
Didgeridingo.
I eat the babies.
Ah, probably.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
When you're a dingo.
Yep.
Yeah. Rocco's Modern Life. That's a good one.
Very good cartoon. Very good theme song. This is my last one since we all canceled on DuckTales.
Really? Woo-hoo. I have two more.
Yeah. Well, I went first.
That doesn't make any sense, but go ahead.
I know. I don't get it either, but it happened. This was a weird cartoon because there was two cartoons, and one was good and one was bad. There were two different cartoons by two different production companies. One was on ABC, the good one, and one was on UPN, the bad one. I'm going to sing the theme song for the good one right now.
Okay.
Blue Streak speeds by. Sonic the Hedgehog, too fast for the naked eye. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic, he can really move. Sonic, he's got an attitude. Sonic, he's the fastest thing alive. He's the fastest thing alive. Yeah.
Never saw that show.
Really?
Never saw that show.
The Sonic, the ABC Sonic the Hedgehog show.
Yeah, the Freedom Fighters one.
With the he was working with these Freedom Fighters who were trying to get independence from Dr. Robotnik's regime. It was a brilliant show.
Yeah.
And then there was a UPN version where Sonic is running around bonking heads.
Yep.
Hey, Scratch and Grounder are going to catch him. No, I hate that hedgehog. Yeah. It was like one for babbies and one for like smart kids.
Really?
Scratch Grounder. Yeah, he's quoting like the bad one right now.
Yeah. The Freedom Fighters one was what the it was based off the comic books, which was pretty good.
Which I was sad didn't translate into the games.
Yeah.
The games are still their own, like, they got their own fucking shit characters.
Yeah.
Like
Rogue the Bat with big bouncy titties.
It's Rouge.
Or Rouge, whatever.
It's Rouge the Bat.
Rouge.
Amy the other hedgehog.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Amy was alright when she was in, like, Sonic CD, but,
She had a pink hedgehog?
She was a pink hedgehog.
Yeah.
It was very creative.
Yeah.
She was a girl.
Whereas fucking the Freedom Fighters, the, like, love interest was a chipmunk.
Nice.
Yeah. Sally Acorn.
Sally the chipmunk?
There was this female...
I think you're thinking of SpongeBob.
No. Sally Acorn, chipmunk.
She's a squirrel.
You're thinking of SpongeBob. Yeah. You're thinking of SpongeBob.
You're
thinking of SpongeBob, not me.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
This is interesting because Sally was a case of wearing a vest but no pants. Whereas before, we were talking about girls have to wear
Sally
pants.
Didn't even wear a vest at first.
Yeah.
She was full-on naked like Sonic.
Yeah. And that was a little too
which
crazy.
Which weirded out the censors. And so they had to give her a vest to cover her non-existent tits.
Really?
Well, she kind of had like this thing where she
but it
had
was
like
an open vest.
She had like a heart shape, like chipmunk, like just coloration.
The white
thing
chipmunk
going
belly.
On. Yeah, but it kind of implied titties and yeah.
There was implied breasts.
The best character was Bunny Rabot. It was this Cajun female rabbit who was halfway through being converted to a robot when she got saved. So she had robotic legs and a robotic arm. She was badass. Fucking yeah. Cyborg.
Nastier than a one-eyed snake.
And then there was the comic relief character, which was this...
Anton.
Anton, this like French fox.
Yeah. I am a fox.
Yeah, but he was like a whiny dick. It was great. Yeah. And Tails was on it, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Fox with two tails.
And then there was a walrus who was their mechanic. It was a fucking great show.
Yeah.
I believe you. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Steve Urkel did the voice on both shows.
He did the voice on both shows of Sonic.
Of Sonic.
Yeah, Steve Urkel.
I don't know why, but I knew that.
Yeah, and Jaleel White.
Jaleel White was the voice of Sonic
the
Hedgehog.
Who is black.
Ironically named.
Fun fact.
Fun fact, he is black.
Barry White also.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
actually,
I wonder if they're
related. Actually black.
Because their last name.
Yeah, Barry White did Tails.
Barry White did, hello, Sonic.
Hey,
can't
Sonic.
Get enough of your love, Sonic.
Baby.
Can't get enough of your speed, Sonic.
Let's get it on.
All right, Corey.
Next on my list is probably the most spaced out cartoon I've watched as a kid. And that's Freakazoid. Freakazoid.
Wow,
I
almost...
runs around in underwear.
Freakazoid. Freakazoid.
Has a white streak in his hair.
Freakazoid. Yeah. Yeah, that was a nutty fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Someone came right in his hair.
Freakazoid. Freakazoid. Yeah, but that fucking song sticks in my head.
That is a great song.
To this day.
Yeah.
Funny ass show.
It was. It was fucking nuts.
That was one of my favorite cartoons.
Remember there would be an episode, and then there would be a short afterwards where it was him teamed up with a sidekick?
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest one ever is he gets teamed up with his own hand. And his hand is like one of those sarite hand puppets.
It's the old, what's the...
Senor Winches.
Yes, Senor Winches.
Yeah. So, in the episode, it's like they're
Wait,
on
Milton Berle? What is the... Who's the guy that would do those?
Not Milton Berle.
Not Milton Berle.
Someone else. I don't know.
Old timey guy.
Yeah,
they'll,
who cares?
They'll tell us in the chat.
It was Bob Hope.
It was probably Peter Lorre or some shit.
Yes, Bob.
Yes.
Go ahead.
They're on their little adventure, him and his sidekick, which is just his hand puppet. It's the Cartman Jennifer Lopez type thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm Jennifer Lopez. I like tacos and burritos.
Taco flavored cheese.
And then the episode just turns into this thing where both of his hands are making out. And then they like for 5 minutes, his hands are making out. And then they get married. And then
I remember this. Yeah,
and then they're like on the honeymoon, and then like it's like, well, I need a new sidekick now, and he's got like his feet with painted faces now, and they're like, "Brr, I like you. I like you.
I don't like your feet. You get your feet away from me."
But I remember as a kid being like, "This is the nuttiest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
I love it."
I don't think that it would have played as well unless they had already groomed people through Animaniacs and
right?
You know, like. Already gone through the sort of like, all right, we're doing wacky cartoons.
Yeah.
Because Freakazoid took it to the fucking
Freakazoid was originally supposed to be like a serious superhero cartoon.
Really?
And someone
nowhere near that.
Someone there made the brilliant decision that like, look, we make silly stuff and we're good at it. Let's make it silly.
I think my favorite villain on that show was named Arms Akimbo. And he was like, he was just like this 50s like gangster guy whose power was that his fists were stuck to his hips. And so he would just like grab TVs with his open like arm triangles. And yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
I bet Freakazoid still holds up.
Yeah.
I bet it would.
I bet it would.
Because it's so fucking wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got their Jerry Lewis impersonator guy to do the voice of Freakazoid.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Kyle.
Great choice, Corey.
Thank you.
Yeah, that almost made my list.
Dean?
My last one is one we've mentioned already, SWAT Cats. Because that just had like this awesome like guitar. So like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it was butt rocky, but I liked it.
Yeah, SWAT Cats is a good show.
How do I have an extra one?
I think I don't know how it works out. You said DuckTales, which canceled two of ours.
Yes,
so I think that's where it
which
started.
Which canceled then. One from each of your lists.
One from each of our lists. Yeah.
Did anybody else cancel with somebody else?
No, not yet.
I don't think so. Did Goof Troop, did SWAT.
It's up to you right now to cancel, but we've all gone.
But if you've already gone, then it doesn't matter what I have.
What do you have? What is it?
Only the best theme song ever.
What's that?
And that's... God, I can't even think of it because we got so many other theme songs running through my brain right now. It's... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Race car, race car, race car, race car.
Turtles in a race car. Race car power. They're the world's most fearsome fighting teams. We're really hip.
They're heroes in the half shell and they're green.
By the way, guys, I'd like to reiterate, we're really hip.
When the evil Shredder attacks... These turtle boys don't cut them no slack.
We have toys you can buy, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way, Leonardo leaps.
He leads.
Leads. Oh, that makes a lot more sense now.
Leonardo leads.
Donatello does machines.
Yeah.
Leonardo
leads. Donatello builds machines.
No, he does machines.
That seems more like a Michelangelo job. Like Donatello makes some machines.
Donatello does machines. So that was like the prequel to the movie Her.
Raphael is cool but rude. Michelangelo.
It was actually crude.
Crude?
It was crude.
Really?
I think so.
He was cool but crude?
He was a crude dude.
Yeah, I think it was crude. And then Michelangelo's a party dude, and then he goes, party time, or whatever.
Something, yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja. My kid, I mentioned a few podcasts ago, now has a DVD where there's like four or five episodes.
Is he watching the shit out of it?
He watches the shit out of it. Oh, fucking loves it. And he's learned the theme song now. Although there are secret episodes that are on this DVD that I think are from like a later season, theme song has changed.
Did they?
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
dicks.
It's, like, the entire opening changed, and, like...
Yeah, it's probably one of those discs where it's not, here's the first season, it's just a compilation of episodes. So it's a mixed bag.
It's four episodes, pretty much like pilot episode, introduction of Shredder, introduction of Bebop Rocksteady.
Yeah.
All of those.
But then you said I have extras with
the song change. And then, yeah, as part of the special features, there's four other episodes that are... Just a grab bag?
Yeah.
But their theme songs are not the theme song that we all know and love.
It's like when, you remember the real Ghostbusters?
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple seasons in, it changed to Slimer and the real Ghostbusters.
Really?
Which is when it became really bad. And I think they changed the theme song then, too.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Why Slimer? Slimer was like... The giant marketing tool for the Ghostbusters.
He was in the movie for like 3 seconds.
I remember because I saw the cartoon before I saw the movie.
Right.
I think I brought this up, and I was shocked at how little Slimer was in it, and how they never even called him Slimer.
Not until the second one.
I don't even think in the second one they refer to him as Slimer.
I think Rick Moranis.
I think they refer to him
as
like a Slimer. Like, oh no,
he's a Slimer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know, fun fact, that the reason Janine in the second Ghostbusters looks so different from the first...
Different actress.
No, same actress. That's Annie Potts.
I know.
But they did that on purpose to make her match how she looks in the cartoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Weird fun fact.
That's interesting.
Actually, real fact, not a fun fact. Because we know what fun facts are.
I wonder why they would do that.
Kids marketing. I don't know if I'm gonna know.
I don't know, like, because they're not really kids movies.
Well, I mean, so that kids would go,
I guess, but they could sell action figures, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, but like they didn't then force Egon to go blonde or anything, you
right?
Know? Like, it didn't really matter.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it wouldn't fucking matter. Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's another good theme song, but again, it's just the Ghostbusters theme, which is good.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Which is Huey Lewis in the News.
I want a new drug. New drug. that is actually four-way come dancers, by the way. Three-way come dancers.
So
we all got 4 points.
Go down your lists again.
Okay.
Because I don't know how this mathematically didn't work out. where I had two at the very end.
Rescue Rangers.
Rescue Rangers. Then I said Tailspin.
Tailspin.
And then you said...
Dean.
Oh, I had a... let's see. I got
Doug.
I got Doug, yeah.
Okay.
Was your first.
Then I said Ren and Stimpy.
And then I said DuckTales.
And then I said we cancel.
Which cancels.
Okay. Yeah, that canceled.
Then
and
you...
I had Goof Troop.
Then I had X-Men.
Then I had Animaniacs.
I had Rocko's Modern Life.
I had Sonic the Hedgehog.
Freakazoid.
That's SWAT Cats.
So that was your five?
That was my five.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I was right. It was weird to end two on me.
Yeah.
Like both sides of.
Right. I don't know how it fucking
me
figured
were.
Out,
yeah. That
but
was
it
weird.
Figured out.
Wibbly wobbles.
Timey wibbles.
Timey wimey.
Timey.
Oh, we all got four
yeah,
points.
I got
that's
4 points.
That's
yeah.
Three-way come dancers.
Oh shit! We haven't had a three-way come dancers in a long time. What other Animaniacs thing can we do?
You want to do another Animaniacs?
Totally zany. Things that rhyme with zany.
Oh, we wasted that bit on fucking Radio FUBAR.
Yeah.
Sorry, More Like Radio. What episode is that? They could go back.
Did not hear that one?
I don't think it made
fake
it
to come dancers. That was funny. We did a fake come dancers. I think it's fine to admit it now. We did one where it was like
it can be told. Yeah.
We did a come dancers. We got three-way come dancers, so we did Countries of the World. But then we just did the Yakko's Countries of the World song.
United States, Canada,
Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica,
Peru.
Yeah.
We did that in a round.
Yeah.
It's probably like a two-minute come dancer.
It's like a two-minute come dancers, yeah.
It's pretty epic. If you haven't listened to it, go back and try to find it. Do you remember what episode it's on?
I could edit this in. Editor Doc, you figure out which one it's on and then tell everybody, okay?
All right, in studio Doc, it is actually episode number 36, which was posted April 16th. Episode 36, theshykids.com. Back to you.
Yeah, that we didn't have anything planned for another three-way come dancer.
I know.
I guess we have to do a legit one.
Oh, too legit to quit. Okay.
Hey.
So I'll go first since I won last week, so we know where to start.
That's
and then
fine.
We'll do our normal. Okay. So we got to think of something.
Tits.
A cup.
B cup.
No.
C cup.
No, we can't do that.
Dolly Parton.
I say we do.
Water manufacturers.
No. How about this? Okay, I think I got it. Corey, this is your year of the beard, right?
It is.
You're growing a beard this year.
Yeah.
We're about halfway through the year now, and you've got a big-ass beard.
It is big. It's only going to get double this.
All right, it's going to get double that.
Yeah.
How about famous people with beards?
Fuck. Okay, go.
Okay. Grizzly Adams.
Abraham Lincoln.
ZZ Top.
Two people.
Chris Christopherson.
Santa Claus.
Chuck Norris.
Corey from the Shy Kids.
Oh, you're not famous.
Oh, I forgot how
I am in
going.
Certain circles.
I don't know.
Corey.
Oh!
No, that's a three. That's a disqualification all around.
What?
Because you can't say yourself.
There are at
you're
least,
not famous.
There are at least 80 people that would disagree with you.
Yeah, and that's not famous. And
yeah,
the
and
D,
all,
you couldn't think of a follow up.
Yeah.
That's a three way. We suck. We just failed.
We
cum
we
dancers.
Just suck.
None of us won. Just
none
now.
Of us came at all.
No winner this week.
We all just got like limp dicks and gave up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
That's
what I was going to say. I was trying
I
to
I got
think
Bill
of it.
Murray stuck in my head, but he doesn't really have a beard.
He does now. He does right now.
Does he?
But yeah. He's not just known for his beard.
Yeah. Kevin Smith.
Shit. Stop saying them. We could start again.
Yeah.
Knowing
yeah.
that we double fuck.
We
fucked
fuck.
Up.
All right. No. How about new category? Because we had a three-way
just,
disqualification.
It's Dean and I continuing. Although okay. Without Kevin Smith and fucking whatever else you said.
I kept wanting to
say... Well, you're out of time, though.
Huh?
You're both out of time. It's
well,
done.
That's because we stopped it to say that we both
but now,
up.
But no, like even right now, you haven't thought of one.
All
right. This is it's over.
Oh.
It's over.
Oh, well, I was waiting for a go.
Go.
God damn it.
See? You got nothing.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Santa Claus.
I already said Santa Claus.
Oh, well, okay. You want me to use Ulysses S. Grant.
All right,
also
well, you can do a new topic. It's fine.
Okay, let's do a new topic.
Oh, I fucking hate these.
That fucking sucked. Three-way disqualification and come dancers.
Is this just Dean and I, or all three?
This is all three again.
All three again.
Yeah, because we were all on the same one when we failed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all even Stevens.
Okay.
favorite water manufacturer.
Not favorite, just...
Just water manufacturers.
People that make water.
Okay. Dasani.
Smart Water.
Kirkland.
Arrowhead.
Vitamin.
Fuck.
Sparklets.
Oh, so Dean's out.
Dean's out.
You said Kirkland.
Yeah.
Avion.
Foster's.
I don't think they make water.
Foster's.
Australian for water.
Perrier.
Yeah, you just won.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes!
There you go. Corey,
I know
got
my fucking corporatized water bottles.
Yep. Corey got it.
Los Angeles Municipal.
Nestle. Isn't there a Nestle water?
There is
now?
A Nestle water,
yeah.
Yeah,
gross.
Yeah, Nestle Waters.
Stater Brothers.
Yeah.
Really, we're looking at water bottles that say
Smart
Stater
Water. Brothers. Kirkland. Stater Brothers.
Yeah.
Ice. Whatever you got in that bottle
this
right there.
Ice does make
juice,
water.
Essentially.
Oh, that is, yeah, that is sparkling.
Naturally
juice.
Flavored sparkling mountain spring water. I wouldn't count that as flavored.
Yeah. Because it's like Coca-Cola.
You could say vitamin water, though.
Well,
flavored.
You know, all you can all lay at my feet for the rest of the week.
No.
As
no.
I have Juan.
You have Juan.
I have Juan.
Corey has Juan.
Also a listener to the show.
Yeah. And yeah. I want everybody in the chat to argue that I'm famous.
Corey's not famous.
No. I'm more like radio famous.
You're not even almost famous.
Not even.
No.
Yeah. It was worth a shot.
No. You're not Patrick Fugit, and you're not almost famous.
Nope. Sorry. plugs. That's the end of the show.
Yeah.
So plug-a-roonu.
Dean.
Plugs. You can go to deanbotino.com for my online portfolio. It's got 2D and 3D video gamey stuff on it.
Good.
If you want to buy stuff, you can go to society6.com/FruitsyCollins. It's got a lot of pixel art on there on lots of different types of things you can buy on there. The things. Anyway, you can also, if you want jokes as funny as that, you can also go on to twitter.com at Fruitsy Collins. Go.
Didn't you just do another podcast?
Oh, yes.
Fairly recently compared to when this is going to air?
Yeah. The Shark Tank Media, who we've had on the show before, Tim and Dane.
Yes.
It is. They interviewed me and Doc for a show called...
Separately, though.
Yeah, two separate podcasts.
Hey, wait for your plugs, Doc.
Oh, sorry.
They interviewed me for their new segment they're doing called Name Your Game. It's they interview me about my favorite video game, which, spoiler alert, it's Chrono Trigger. And Doc was also interviewed, but I'll let him take care of that.
They didn't ask to interview me.
Because you don't play video
games. You don't play video games.
But I got a favorite video game.
What is it? Miss Pac-Man?
No, fucking Mario Kart. OG.
They could talk to you about Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And all then right. Your other sports games.
Yeah. And then me cheating in sports games.
Yeah.
Where I create a character and make him awesome.
Yeah.
And then name him me.
Yeah. Me.
It's not called Name Your Gramer.
Yeah.
Good.
I was also on this podcast. Dean was episode 2. I was episode 1.
Yep.
So that makes me better.
Popped a chair.
And I talked about my favorite video games. I actually went off on a few.
Mm-hmm.
Like childhood games, more recent games, shit like that. We kind of ran the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear that on sharktank.com, shark with a C, because sharks have cunts.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Unchanged
for 65 million years.
You can also follow me on Twitter at DocuWheat. You can go to my YouTube channel at DocWheatley.com. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/DocuWheat. You can also order an animal-style burger from In-N-Out Burger now. They actually cook it in mustard, and then they grill the onions. Animal-style burgers, In-N-Out Burger.
That's only available now? That's recent?
That's so recent. Corey, plug.
I might have to do that.
Oh, shit.
Corey Flagg, what are you writing?
I'm writing fucking URLs that I always forget.
Oh. You are?
I thought I was writing down animal-style burger.
L. Yeah. Animal-style burger. I'm going to try that.
I shouldn't eat before going to sleep.
Plugs for me. You can follow my record label at Arcadian Records on Twitter, or you can go to ArcadianRecords.com. We just announced Death Stare. Luigi Death Stare.
Yeah. You just announced Luigi's Death Stare?
It's a new band.
Yeah, nice.
That we just signed, named Luigi's Death Stare.
Late to the party.
Very topical.
Yeah.
No.
I just totally interrupted Corey. You guys don't know that.
He just gave me the Luigi Death Stare.
Yeah.
But that I don't know about because I don't know video games, and I'm not allowed to be on video.
Although this is Mario Kart.
It is, but it's new Mario Kart, and I shouldn't know about it, but I do.
Well, meet the new Mario Kart, same as the old Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's...
Plugs.
Yeah.
DeanBotino.com?
Yes. Okay. And DockyWeets.com.
Yeah, and In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
Corey?
go to ArcadianRecords.com. We just announced the signing of a new artist.
Oh, can I guess? Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Pablo Picasso.
No.
No?
No.
Damn.
No, I believe he's dead.
Oh, wait really? To the party.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
Norman Rockwell.
Also dead, yeah. Also wrong artists.
Side note, complete side note.
Yes.
Did you see the thing about Bill Waters?
Oh, how he helped out another comic book artist?
He drew a comic for the first time in years. He did 3 episodes of this other guy's comic.
Yeah, the other guy did a comic strip where he pretended... His main character pretended to be Bill Watterson to get pussy in a bar.
Yeah, and Bill Watterson wrote him and said it was hilarious.
Yes.
And then offered to draw his comic for 3 days. But he told him to tell his audience that this comic is now written like a 4-year-old girl or something like that.
It was done in the guy, yeah, the narrative had changed.
Yeah. And so for three...
Very much the way that Bill Watterson did a lot of the Calvin and Hobbes stuff.
Yeah. Where... So for 3 strips... Bill Waterston was drawing this guy's cartoon and writing it, but making it seem like it was a 4-year-old girl writing it. And it was hilarious.
That kind of sounds like Axe Cop or something.
Yeah.
I wish that would renew his love for doing comic strips.
Yeah.
Because I miss me some Bill Waterston.
Right. Anyway.
Absolute favorite comic.
So you signed Bill Waterston.
No.
Okay. Who did you sign?
We signed a young gentleman who plays the reggae music.
Oh.
More or less singer-songwriter reggae.
Damian Marley.
No.
He's got like 400 kids. It's got to be one of them.
No, it's a young man by the name of Jeff Martin. He's really good.
Nice.
And we're going to be finishing up post-production here pretty soon. Look for his EP to drop sometime midsummer.
Now, EP stands for extended penis, right?
Stands for extended play, except that it's the shorter play of... Like, there's long play and extended play. Extended play sounds like it should be longer than long play. It's not.
Yeah, extended play meant it's not a single, right? Back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It meant, yeah.
It's more than a single.
More than a single.
There's at least one more track on this record.
Yeah. Really cool. The songs are really good.
I got to hear these.
They've got a really good character to them that we're really proud to release. Probably July, somewhere along there.
Cool. That's my birth month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to all of those avenues for new news on him.
New news.
New news.
Look at my new news.
My new news, mommy.
New news.
No news.
You can follow my band at BDR Rocks or go to brotdownrunning.com for all of those things if it ever gets updated.
Yeah.
You can go to at Corey D. Cook on Twitter to follow me specifically, though you won't. And other than that, please go to theshykids.com for all your Shy Kids needs to download episodes, or you can also go to iTunes or Stitcher.
Past episodes,
Blueberry,
on all of those.
Yeah.
Blueberry,
yeah,
iTunes,
Stitcher. I think our... our limit for episodes is going to be up on iTunes.
What do you mean? So we
like
have to quit?
However many episodes will stay in the queue.
Really?
So if you want to view past episodes, they will be on our website.
TheShyKids.com.
TheShyKids.com. Yeah. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheShyKids. Or follow us on Twitter at ShyKidsPodcast. Where else can they listen to this very show?
Why, they can listen to it right now on...
Well, if they're listening.
Yeah, if they're listening right now. MoreLikeRadio.com. This episode plays... brand new episodes play Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Accurate.
If you listen to when it airs at that time, usually me or Corey will be in a chat room on morelikeradio.com, mm-hmm. hanging out with the people who are listening and the commenting.
The chat is at morelikeradio.com/live, L-I-V.
Yeah, live, so go or just, live.
You can also get to that particular player. If you just want to listen via our website as well, you go to shykids.com and click the little player button on the right-hand side.
Player.
And then the More Like Radio link will also send you to that live page where you can live chat with us.
Right.
Look for usernames DocuWheats and ShyKidsCorey.
It's actually just Doc Wheatley there.
Doc Wheatley. That's what I meant.
And you're ShyKidsCorey.
I am ShyKidsCorey.
And Dean doesn't go.
No. That's my day of my Goya friend.
Yeah.
You guys should chat together.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd love that.
Tamagotchi.
She hates listening to us.
Really?
she hears enough of us.
There's not enough Dean. There's never enough of you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
No. That's no.
No.
Why don't you speak up more? Your jokes are funny.
You have not met my girlfriend.
Hey, Shop! You know what? At least she isn't your wife and she doesn't think that you're the worst thing on the podcast.
All right.
So, you know, there are worse things.
Yeah.
Other than that, is there anything else? Anything we missed?
No, I think that covers it all.
I might take up Japanese crocheting.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's not really a plug, but...
Just a thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm playing Fallout New Vegas, not recording it, just for fun.
Is that what's keeping you from Red Dead Redemption?
I'm playing that. I'm playing Borderlands 2, and I'm playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood because I'm way behind on all my personal games.
Before you got in the chat,
yeah,
there was a buzz about when fucking more Red Deads were going to come out.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
In the chat last week, they were like, that. He's sleeping in and not doing any more Red Deads. that's why he doesn't do any more Red Deads.
Who
he's
said
sleeping
that?
In all the time. I don't know. No shtick zone.
Oh, okay.
One of the Shark Tank guys got in the chat.
Oh, okay.
As well.
I'll continue it. I just haven't yet.
I miss it. You should skip ahead. Like, you could edit it down.
I'll continue from where I left off. I just haven't yet.
Okay. Yeah. No pressure. Whatever. Yeah. It's your fucking show. Do whatever you want.
Let him live his life, Corey.
It's my show. Whatever I want to go.
I do enjoy the Red Dead series because I like that video game.
Yeah.
But
PlayStation 3s are cheap.
The people were clamoring for it. I thought it was interesting.
All right.
If there's nothing else, then...
There's nothing else.
Then, as always, remember...
This never happened.
Hey, fellas. AdamandEve.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. The new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and Touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rage.
Marco Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.